Report: suspect in fatal shooting at hospital accused girlfriend of cheating before opening fire. By Amy Furr on October 24, 2022. The man charged in the fatal shooting inside Dallas Methodist Medical Center on Saturday reportedly accused his girlfriend of cheating before the incident occurred, according to Fox 4. The outlet obtained an arrest affidavit that said 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez, who is on parole for aggravated robbery, had permission to visit the woman who gave birth to her child the day prior, the outlet said Monday. While in the hospital room with the woman and baby, Hernandez accused her of cheating on him, the documents said. Hernandez reportedly searched the room before taking a gun out of his pants. He allegedly hit his girlfriend in the head repeatedly with the firearm, then told her, "Whoever comes in this room is going to die with us." Nurse Jacqueline Paca then entered to attend to her patient and he allegedly shot her. Moments later, Nurse Annette Flowers looked inside the room and was also shot, per the documents. One of the hospital's police officers opened fire, striking the suspect in the leg. He was later transported to another hospital and now faces charges of capital murder. In addition, Hernandez was reportedly wearing an active ankle monitor at the time. Dallas and Carrollton police say the suspect in double homicide at Methodist Medical Center, Nestor Hernandez, had multiple parole violations after he was released from TDCJ on an aggravated robbery, as Rebecca Lopez reported Monday. A man whose wife and daughter work on the same floor where the incident happened expressed his sadness about what happened. "For all the nurses and doctors on the floor, they have to go through this. You know, as far as thinking about it for the rest of their lives. My heart and my prayers go out to them," he said. The medical center has since ramped up security at the hospital and also plans to conduct more meetings of its safety and security committee, according to the Fox report. A recent mid-year survey found violent crime across cities in President Joe Biden's D. America rose over 4% during the first 6 months of this year. Compared to 2019 crime rates, some cities have seen a doubling in murders and a 36% increase in aggravated assaults, according to Breitbart News.